You are listening to WSIU, powered by you. Coming up in April, Da Vinci Days. That's on the SIU campus, highlighting research and creativity and other activities throughout the university. We thought we'd talk about that with the Interim Vice Chancellor for Research at SIU, Jim Garvey. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jennifer.
So when people think of Da Vinci, they think of art, but they also think of science. So probably an aptly named series of events.
Yeah, this is a spinoff of what we called our Research Town meeting. And I think that was a great opportunity for the past few years where we got together and talked about the research that was going on campus. But after talking with many of my colleagues who are in the humanities and arts, they've kind of felt left out. And I've always said that when I think about research, I think of it more broadly than just the STEM field. So when I say STEM, I mean science, technology, engineering, and math. I do think about STEAM, which is including the arts and also the humanities. So research for me is more of a creative activity of just pushing our boundaries of knowledge in any way that we go. But we felt like Research Town Meeting didn't necessarily encompass that for everyone. So we tried to figure out an individual or a theme that was something that everybody got. And my younger daughter, for example, just learned about Leonardo da Vinci, being a Renaissance man, both being a scientist and an artist. And we thought that would really fit. And we're not the first folks to actually come up with the Da Vinci Days. Up in Oregon State University has had a Da Vinci Days for quite some time. So we're not stealing their idea, but we have the same general philosophy that we want to focus on all the cool things going on campus, not just science.
These are activities that are going on throughout the academic year. So why highlight them? The events are April 1st through the 8th.
Yeah.
Why highlight them now?
That's great. So when we're focusing on a university has wonderful events going on all year round. It's every week there is something neat happening. There's either performances, there's plays, there's famous people coming in to talk about the science that they do. There's people reading poetry. It's all over the map on a university campus. One thing that happens, though, is that I don't think we really sit down and just take note of that. And so Da Vinci Days is a good opportunity in 1 week out of the year, and we hope we make this a tradition for us in the future, where we sit down and we look at the end of the semester, actually it's the end of the school year, getting close to it, right before finals. We haven't all just started thinking about getting out of here for the end of the school year and say, man, what did we accomplish? And in addition to that, we just take advantage of all the great things that are already happening. For example, the School of Music is having their Outside the Box event, which is a music festival. And if you've ever heard of any of our faculty and students play, you would be amazed at how wonderful the musicianship is on this campus. So that's actually at the beginning of Da Vinci Days. At the end of Da Vinci Days, we're having what are called Design Days, which is hosted by the School of Art and Design. And again, it's an opportunity to go to the new School of Design and Art facility and see what wonderful facilities and art and design that's coming out of that particular place. So those are the bookends, sort of the arts that are going on. Sort of in the middle, we have a lot of science and technology and humanities events. For example, the Phenomenology Center is bringing in world-renowned philosophers to campus. I have no idea how we pulled this off, but we're bringing people from all over the world to come in and talk about philosophy, which has applicability to the sciences and to the arts, how we think as people. In addition to that, and sort of core to this whole thing is the undergraduate and graduate student forums, where we're going to have a series of poster sessions to celebrate the research and creative activity that our students are doing. And so we can sit there and hear about all the great things that the faculty and the staff here are doing to train our students and teach them how to create their own knowledge.
And all of this, as we said, is going on April 1st through the 8th on the campus of SIU Carbondale. You can get more information at siu.edu. Go to the events section and lots more information there. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that there's this budget stalemate going on. How have research and those artistic activities been affected by that? Are you still trying to do everything you can?
Absolutely. In fact, the good news about research is, in some ways, it's not connected to the budgetary woes of the state. And SIU research is up. Now, one metric, and this is not the most important metric in my view, but it is a metric, is the dollar amount of grants and contracts that the university brings in. And we're up about $12 million relative to last year. And that was before the big budget issue hit us. This is because our faculty continue to write grants, and they get them. And if you take a look at national trends in federal funding in particular, it's really tough to get grants right now. There's just not as much funding out there, and there's a lot more competition. And that is a great reflection upon the talent and abilities of our faculty to compete on a national stage. And that's what really sets us apart from a lot of other universities of our size, is that we are able to attract these faculty that are just the best at what they do. And so that's something we should all be very happy about. The one sort of dark side is that we do rely on state money for funding as well for projects. We have several agreements with the state of Illinois that are contracted for research and other kinds of projects. And we, like any other vendor in the state of Illinois right now, are still waiting for payment. And so that is a bit of a problem right now, because, you know, we do the work, and what the university has to do is front the money, and then we get reimbursed after the fact. We can only do that for so long before at some point we're going to have to tell the state we can't do research with them anymore.
That's quite a story that we continue to hear. But if you'd like to see and hear what's going on the SIU campus as a part of DaVinci Days, again, it's coming up April 1st through the 8th. More information at siu.edu. And SIU Vice Chancellor for Research, Jim Garvey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.